I haven't done an audio boo in a few days, and I'm going through the ATM, so this may sound a little awkward. So, healthcare. A while back, I remember I responded to something someone said on Twitter, basically saying that there are certain opinions you just can't raise on Twitter. And I agreed with her, and everyone was just so shocked and wondering, you know, what are you talking about? You can't, what do you feel like you're restricted on? Surely, you know, we're such an open-minded bunch of people and from all walks of life and from all different countries and et cetera. And I said, no, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of opinions that I do have to keep to myself because Twitter is not this open sort of... I know that those of you that listen to me listen to my audio boos or whatever, I know you're going to disagree with this and you're just going to wonder, what the hell am I talking about? Sorry, trying to get my card here. But the reality is that unless you share certain sort of political points of view, it's not very open. For instance, healthcare. And I have to begin by saying, by reminding anyone who may be listening, I am neither conservative nor liberal in my point of view. I'd like to think that I think. I know that sounds a bit harsh, but I kind of intend it to be harsh because I think that it's these tiny boxes that our thinking has wedged us into, or our lack of thinking, I suppose, has wedged us into that has led us to a lot of the problems we have today. I will say that the healthcare bill that was passed does a couple of nice things, good things. We do have a lot of people in this country that are going bankrupt due to health problems and the expense of keeping themselves healthy and alive. We have a lot of people that can't get insurance. So I'm saying this so you'll understand that I recognize these problems. And I agree that we need a solution and we need it now and we need it drastically. The healthcare bill that was passed and signed into law a little earlier today is not going to be the solution that you think it will be. What's funny is, and I say this not to be a bastard, but I'm just going to be a little bit of a bastard here for a second, is I'm frequently asked my opinion on things and often people will ask, ask me about science or history or whatever. And I'm aware that I'm generally perceived as being smart. But what I've found is that you're really only ever as smart as people will allow you to be. As soon as you say something that diverges from what they really strongly believe, you cease being smart and you start being crazy / stupid / whatever. Well, this is one of those cases. I am not a neoconservative. I am not... I'm from Mars. Let's start from there. And from my point of view, the healthcare bill does not make sense. The key issue, there are two main problems I have with it, without going into tremendous detail and put you to sleep. My number two problem is, how are we going to pay for this? This will not be nearly as golden and awesome as you think it will be. Just wait until they start spiking the price on things like sodas. Those of you that are really into sodas, then you'll start noticing. That's sort of out there a little bit, but what I'm saying is that you're going to have to... I can't even begin to guess how they're going to pay for this. The people that you think of as being very rich are not, ladies and gentlemen, very rich. $250,000 a year for a small business owner is not wealthy. But we'll talk about that maybe later. The first big problem, the number one problem, is I can't believe how this was accomplished. Essentially, democracy failed here. hang on, I have to pause. I'll get right back to that. Oh, where was I? Yeah, this is the democracy. Democracy essentially failed here, and what I mean is that in every poll that I have seen, and I'm not talking about some neocon poll pulled off by some Republican think tank. I'm saying in every poll that I have seen, the people against this particular bill, not against healthcare reform, don't call them evil, hater, warmongering, whatever. I'm talking about the people who, remember, these are other human beings that may realize that we need something done, but who believe that this bill was not the way to do it. It was...
Hey, sir, 423, please.
Thank you. It was universally going the other way. People did not want this, and yet it seemed to be that in this case Congress had a will of its own. Just a moment. Okay, where was I? Yeah, that's the thing that hit me the hardest, that Congress had a will of its own in this. The president had a will of his own. Now, here's the thing. We live in a representative democracy. This was a problem. Now, what really gets me the most about this is that the only recourse when you take away logic that the people who are not thinking logically about this and just being loud and angry about it, the only recourse they have is to say that, well, I want some poor little kid living over here in the projects to not be able to get his legs fixed, or I want some... No, as I said, I want that sort of change, and I think it needs to be dramatic. But I strongly feel that this bill is going to give you more than you ask for. And I can't... Obviously, it's going to take a little while. I mean, I'm hoping it works. I suspect it won't. It's people get very vitriolic. They get very angry about these issues. And you should be passionate. You should not be angry. You should choose to understand. You should seek to... I'll give you a good example of in an effort to ever minimalize... and sort of simplify. The night the healthcare bill was passed, I unfriended or unfollowed on Twitter every single person who said, yes, we can. The reason is because when I believe that people are so attached to these slogans that they are responding to these important events, these important... I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted because I'm in traffic. I'm probably not making a lot of sense. Okay, sorry. People are so caught up in the advertising, which is what most politics are today, yes we can, they're so caught up in this that they're not thinking rationally. It's group thinking. It's crowd thinking. I am not, ladies and gentlemen, if you're curious, I am not a conservative neocon fascist. Neither am I a left-wing, bleeding-heart liberal. I mean this. I am not hiding an ulterior agenda. I am looking at this as objectively as I can, and where the conservative Republicans are stupid, I will call them out for it. Where the liberal Democrats are stupid, I will call them out for it. And ladies and gentlemen, this was stupid. I'm getting worked up, just because it's to me... We're at our worst right now, and I'm not talking about simply this bill, but I mean in terms of the way our government is functioning, because they are so easily on both sides of the political aisle, they are so easily undermining the ability to think, the ability to just reason it out. Just imagine, who is going to pay for this? And I don't mean idealistically who is going to pay for this. I don't mean that. I mean in real life, the way things actually work. Not what we hope will happen, but in reality, where is this kind of money going to come from when you have people abusing the system and you have the bureaucracy getting worse and worse, which will happen. Everyone keeps talking about how great other healthcare systems that work under this same paradigm or similar paradigm work, and it's very hit or miss. I'm not saying it's all terrible and evil and we're all going to be Stalinists, but neither am I saying it's a golden age. It's not going to be, it's not going to work as well as you think it is. Again, my chant is always objectivity. Be objective about this stuff. Don't agree. Don't believe. You know, in the few things you do, trust, but verify. I don't want to change your political party. I don't want to change your political point of view. The only thing I want to make sure is that you're not simply saying a slogan, that you're not twittering to everybody, yes, we can, like you accomplished something. It's the zeitgeist. It's feeling cool, I know, is part of it. It's not cool, that's the wrong word. That sort of makes it less than it really is. But it's feeling like you're part of that spirit of change. Well, part of that spirit of change is taking responsibility for your own cognitive ability, your own cognitive process, and thinking it through, learning some numbers for a change. You know, not going by what the Twitter stream says, and instead actually thinking about what is this going to do in the future based on where the present is and what the past can teach us. Is this going to be a disaster? I hope not. I'm not saying for sure it is. Again, I'm not spouting a dogma. I'm saying from my own logic, from my own reasoning, I don't see it making a lot of sense. It worries me more people's attitude about it than it does the actual legislation. Legislation can be fixed, okay, if something isn't working. What I'm worried about is there's this almost brainwashing around some of these ideas. It's the same thing. I mean, not to get into space, because I've got to wrap this up and get inside and eat a burger here, but it's the same thing with space. It's there's a reason. I mean, it's not just because I like Star Trek and I like that sort of thing why I am such an advocate for a space program. It's because I have reasoned it out, and there is the future. Not for some people, not for a segment of us or those of us that are excited, but there is our future collectively. So what we have here, I mean, I hate to say, but I was not a fan of President Obama on the campaign trail. I'm less of a fan of his now. His treatment of the space program cuts me deeper than the healthcare thing, but the healthcare thing is not great either, because they decided that they were going to overrule the ongoing debate in the country. And that is to me a shame. And I know that there's sad stories. I know the sad stories. I've got them myself, believe it or not, when it comes to healthcare. Other people do too. I've had family members. I know that it's bad. What I'm saying is, because it's bad, it doesn't give you lease to move quickly and badly, as opposed to taking a bit more time, putting out a better idea. That's what I wish the conservatives would come up with. I wish they'd come up with a better idea. But unfortunately, you know, it's not an either-or sort of thing. This is not there wasn't a dichotomy here. We just needed to figure this out. We needed to take our time and be a little bit more rational about it. Wow, long one.